Blog Talk Radio.
Is that J Plus? Like this. With the independent, everything touching everywhere. Them haters better beware. With us, you cannot compare. We got girls in motion. That's Nikia with Ron, the hybrid one. And that boy Del Sean. Upside down, WA to the YS. We the best, yeah, we fight, not a test. Our radio slides in the old wagon set. Like, you can see the nation from the spot in which we sit. Bars crewing into, and we throw the come through, and we can show you we support that local. Online radio. Independent everything.
Real talk, you're on deck for another exciting episode of Independent Everything. I am your host, Nerve DJ Franza, Hybrid One, allthingsfranza.com radio, and the executive from Metal to Music Records. And that lovely right there, she's still lovely, but feeling like she's feeling lovely, but she's still lovely. That is Nikia, the Hybrid Queen, call it. She is the owner of In Motion Events and Shoes In Motion. She is the executive A&R for Metal to Music Records and Metal to Music Entertainment Management. And I know a whole bunch of stuff I'm forgetting. What I'm forgetting? She's an artist. She's beautiful. She's a neck that turns the head. And she ain't feeling good today. Hey, sweetheart.
Hey.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey. What's wrong with that baby?
I feel like garbage.
Garbage. Well, you don't look like garbage. You're just as lovely as ever.
I know. Looks can be so deceiving.
Yes, yes, they can. We have a very, very special guest, a guest I'm excited about because I haven't actually got a chance to one-on-one with this individual, even though we kind of do some work together, kind of, sort of. He's dropped many a verse on music that I've laid, and did a damn good job at it. He is out of, well, let me just do this like I'm supposed to do it. He is JC. He was born and raised in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, now residing in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. He thrived at the arts, mainly focusing on painting and drawing. In 2008, he discovered music. This became a new venture and quickly a new love. He has worked with many local artists from the MD, that's Maryland, DC, that's DC, District of Columbia, BA, that's Virginia, and PA areas. At the start of 2013, he began working exclusively with Tyco Music. He has since had a major impact on the team. His loyalty and work ethics are part of what keeps the threads together. What's up, JC?
What's going on?
Hey, man, I am so so excited to have you on here. There's so much I want to ask you. It's only a 30-minute show, and then I got to step back because I got to give the Hybrid Queen her chance to do her thing. But even though she's not feeling good, that I don't know if that's a good thing for you or not, because she's like normally the Charlemagne, the God, which she's been toning it down lately, but she's not feeling good, so she might just go raw. I don't know. Let me do this. I'm gonna move back. I don't want none of that getting on me, and I'm gonna let her her thing. Go ahead, sweetheart. I know you're not feeling good, but just for you.
I'm actually just wanting to say thank you for joining us today on Independent Everything. And Franz, I'm going to allow you to get all of your questions out of the way. And I'm going to sit back today and just take some notes. I think that might be best today.
Just be lovely.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, KC, in your condensed bio, you state that you originally were into painting and drawing. Is that where the artwork, like, I've seen your artwork, and that inspiration for the artwork, I mean, do you do that yourself?
Yeah, I do that myself. I've been painting and drawing ever since, I was way little. I was always being like the highest art classes in the schools and, winning awards all the time. And now it's just, I'm using it even today with certain projects needed for the team. So it helped out a lot knowing how to do that type of stuff.
Yeah. Okay. Now, 2008, you discovered music. What was the song or songs that just did it for you and you knew that this is what you wanted to do?
You mean like one of my songs or like just in general? Or
No. What you heard that made you realize music was what you wanted to do?
Well, in 2008, some of my friends, they started doing the music scene and everything. They were sending me music, letting me hear what they was doing. And I'm like, you know what? I think I could do this too. So I started jumping on the tracks and everything. And I think that moment is when I'm like, oh, I need to keep doing this. Because, you know, you can express the way you feel, the energy, and it was just mad fun doing.
Okay. So it wasn't like you heard someone or something and said, I want to do that. It was just, someone established or whatever. It was just your friends and peers started getting into the music, and you realized
Yeah, there wasn't actually anybody that I was really listening to at the time. It's just when my friends started doing it, then I started catching on with them and then just going up doing it. And then that's when I started meeting everybody else that there's a lot more people that do it also, so.
Yeah. Okay. All right. And lead us up to you meeting Voice, a true go-getter. How did that take place?
Meeting her?
Yeah. How did you first meet Voice?
It was actually the same friend had a video shoot. Shout out to Vermirius. I keep saying friend, but Vermirius. He had a video shoot one day, and Voice actually attended. We didn't even know each other, so we didn't really say anything to each other, but he was telling me the fact that one day he wants to work with Voice, and I'm just thinking to myself, okay, who is Voice? So then when I came back to PA, I did my research, and then I found the first track I heard of hers was Voices in My Head, and then once I heard that track, I'm like, oh, no, I have got to get in contact with her. So I messaged her on Facebook because I had to get the album. And then starting from there, she did jumped on the one song with me, Change Your Life. And then after that, I jumped on her song called Nightmare, which is on the Hollow Queen album. And then it just blew up from there.
Yeah, because she speaks so very highly of you whenever we talk about, you know, psycho music things. I mean, you're always, you know, on her lips as far as she really considers you, you know, just an intricate part of what she does with, you know, psycho music and you know, kind of a go-to person in so many different areas of things that we're trying to get accomplished. And I personally appreciate you because you make my job easier working with psycho music. Real talk from, and then you know what I'm talking about, from different aspects of trying to get this thing, you know, motor booted and everything. And Voice is not the most, she'll tell you herself, I don't know, she's not the most technical person in the world, and she gets frustrated easy. So it's like, you got to kid glove that thing, and then, you know, I just appreciate the fact that she can go to you and you have a lot of patience and are able to help her get there. So
I definitely don't mind opening her either because.
Yeah.
Sorry. I just wanted to say, I want to see her succeed, so I want to see the whole team succeed, so that's why I do what I do, so.
Yeah. And what was the first show you ever did with Voice?
The first show I ever did with Voice was over December 13th. It was her Hollow Queen album release party.
Yeah.
That's when we actually really met each other for the first time, and we performed together our song Nightmare.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I remember that. With the Metal Music Distributors, the Hallow Queen project. If you don't have Hallow Queen, go get it. It's in all the finer download stores. It's also streaming everywhere. So go get it. It's like you almost got to go back and do the beginning before you get into this new 2015 thing to really get a true respect. And like you, Voices was the first track I think I heard, or Spit Bars, one of them. Don't matter, both of them. And I was the same way. I was like, I became an instant fan. Now, JC has released, how many albums you got out now?
I have some mixtapes prior to this, but The Two Evils, yeah. I would say The Two Evils Deluxe is like my first main album.
Yeah. And the original Two Evils, how many tracks was on Two Evils?
The deluxe was the first one we did.
Oh, the first one.
The deluxe one got like 18.
Yeah. And the first one had what? How many?
It just had 13.
13. Okay. Okay. What is the scene like for you there in Pennsylvania as far as the music scene in Harrisburg and the surrounding areas? What is the music scene like for you? Is it thriving?
It's very hard up here, especially in Harrisburg. I mean, I'm sure there's other places, like other cities, that it's better, but Harrisburg is very hard because people believe it brings, like, violence and stuff to the city. So it's hard to do, like, shows and events and really get promoted out there. But I've met so many artists trying to overcome that, but It's definitely rough, but at least Baltimore loves me, though.
yeah, but the scene in Baltimore is a lot more. It's thriving a lot more than Pennsylvania, correct?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Yeah. You guys seem to that whole DMV area, and including PA. You guys seem to all really support each other. You know, and I see that over and over and over, you know, on social media, how the DMV really does support each other, you know, and Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
You guys are, you know, really good about supporting each other, and I think that's good. I think it'll change. I think that it'll begin to catch on. Then you guys are in a arena, you know, by yourself because of, you know, the hybrid thing, the dark music that you guys
yeah.
do. So that not only is it already that you're having a tough time because it's rap music, that violent rap music, but then you guys are in a subgenre of your own.
Yeah.
And the way we bring the hybrid music. So that's got to be even more difficult. But I think it's a niche that's going to definitely catch on. And, you know, you guys will be earmarked for some of the pioneers, you know, of the hybrid
right.
music, the dark music, the music that,
I agree
you know,
with that
we
yeah.
do. Yeah. And I noticed in your bio that you listed Life Jennings as one of your
yeah.
You know, musical influences. Tell me about how Life Jennings has influenced you.
I just like how almost every song he does, he puts his everything in. Like, every song you listen to, you can relate to it, and it can be either a good upbeat song, or it could be, like, one of those real downers, but it's just letting you know it's life, you know? It's okay to
yeah.
have your ups and downs and keep going hard.
Why have you chosen this particular subgenre of music to be JC's, I guess pin post, so to speak? Why this particular? What has driven you to want to make the music that you make?
I think it's more fun. Because you know everybody wants to be talking about guns and money and women and you know. All that stuff, but it's all the same. Everybody does it. You don't hear anybody going to that darker side, you know. So I think it's fun and it's new.
Yeah. Shock value.
Why I don't do it.
yeah. Who are some of the individuals that you had your choice, let's say, of two individuals, living or dead that you could collaborate with, who would be the top two individuals that you would collaborate with?
Oh, man, that's and a hard one.
Yeah, and why?
I would say one artist I would definitely work with, she's still alive, I would work with Dawn Richard, because she has the most beautiful voice that is so unique and so different. And, you know, some of those notes she hit, it gives me goosebumps, man. I did have the chance of actually meeting her in Baltimore one time, and that was, like, the greatest moment ever. So that would definitely be one favorite feature I would love to collaborate with. Another one. Thanks. Man, there's so many. I don't even know.
Well, you know, it's things like that that you you know, you put on your bucket list or whatever, but you never know. You know, all things are possible. Everything is possible if you believe.
Exactly.
So you never know. So you might want to sit down and kind of, you know, get a you know, get a couple of those together, and then make it one of those life goals type things. Just to, you know, like I say, see what happens. You never know who's listening to you out there, who's available. We've got through one of our networks, we've got many artists that are available to collaborate with. Of course, it's about the dollar, but you know, we've got there's almost nobody that is unreachable through this network to be able to collaborate with them if that's what you want to do and if you think it will enhance what you were doing or just be a benchmark or earmark in your career or whatever. So you know. Yeah, set that list down and let voice know who you're thinking about collaborating with, and we'll talk about it. You were featured on Nightmare off of the Halloween album that was released Friday the 13th. You were featured on Smokescreen and Mirrors off of the Hybrid Doll project released January 2015, and Feast of Flesh. On the Belligerence project, y'all kill that track, and I love what I did with it. You also on your project on the deluxe version, Two Evils Deluxe, you've got Free Agent, who just released her Unleashed debut album, and then you've got many of the Wisdom Court. You've got Billy Live, which that track you and Billy do, I love it. And you also got Jay Esquire on one of your tracks. Are you associated with Wisdom Court, or is it just a relationship with Psycho Music that allows you to be able to collaborate with some of these people? I think you even got Dragon on a track, right?
Yep, I do got Dragon on there.
And that's Psycho Vision, right?
Say that again?
That's Psycho Vision. Dragon. He's with Psycho Vision or Wisdom Court? Yeah.
I believe he's Wisdom Court.
Wisdom Court, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I don't think he's Psycho Vision. But Wisdom Court, I think they're pretty cool with me. It's because, you know, I'm cool with boys, so they know me because it's through her. So when I ask them to do something, they're pretty cool with it. So I'm blessed, though.
Yeah. Yeah, you've got a plethora of collaborators on this Two Evils deluxe edition. I had the pleasure, of course, of listening to this thing track by track before anybody else did, really, other than Horse or whatever. But and then being a part of getting it out to the public with Voice, you know, is always real special. So you get a chance to really get into some of the tracks. We did feature a couple of the tracks. We did that on Saturday, right, Nakia? It was Saturday, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And the three tracks that I just mentioned were the three tracks. The one with Jay Esquire, the one with Philly Live, one with Free and Voice, Holocaust.
Okay.
And yeah, those tracks in heavy rotation on the show on allthingsrunz.com radio. And I don't know if you know it or not, because you did the 109.1, The View interview, but they are just, man, I went over to the, to the site, 109.View, Real Vision, and man, they were just, that entire, whatever you gave them, the music that was given to them, they are just, they're killing it, man. It's in heavy rotation over there. I was so surprised.
That's awesome. That's so good to hear.
Yeah. And I shared that with my social media connects, because I was so surprised. I was like back to back. It was, psycho music, just taking over the airwaves over there, man. I was really surprised. And they had your tracks in heavy rotation on the show. I was pleasantly surprised. I do want to make sure that I give you enough time to articulate to our family, friends, and fans how they can connect with you. What I mean by that is, you may have somebody out there that just wants to connect with JC, and be a fan. But you also may have some business entities out there, JC, that may want to get in touch with you for shows, for licensing opportunities, radio, TV, film, whatever. You never know who's going to listen. The show does broadcast not only on the Blog Talk Radio Network, but also on Stitcher and TuneIn, and also iTunes Radio. So you never know who's going to be listening. I do want you to articulate to the potentials how they can, connect with you, follow, like, share, your music, and some of the places they can find your music, as a matter of fact, to help support your effort. What's next for JC? What does JC see itself down the road, a year from now, and then maybe 5 years from now? What does JC see for what he's doing with his music?
Well, ever since, we finished the Two Evil Deluxe, I'm starting to get material for a new project, so I actually got maybe 1.5 songs done, so there will be a new JC project coming, still in the works, but it'll be coming. I'll be looking into doing some more videos. I just started, doing video editing, so I want to do more of that. Pretty much in 5 years, I want everybody to know, we're going to make sure everybody knows who Psycho Music is. So that's what we're going to do.
Yeah, real talk. Yeah, speaking of video editing, I'm working on the soundtrack for a movie called Strawberry Chocolate and You, and the producer, shout out to G.G. Adams-Evans of G-Wiz Productions, LLC, sent me some things I wasn't ready for. She sent me some stuff she wanted me to do as far as some voiceover stuff, and I immediately thought about Psycho Music, and I told her, I said, I'm going to get you guys to help me with this, with what she's wanting to get done, because you guys are, constant video creators and stuff.
Definitely.
Up there. Y'all are always working on stuff. If you guys have not checked out Change of Life featuring Voice, please do so. It is on Voice's Halloween Bebo channel. That is Halloween Bebo. It's also on some other places, Vimeo and some places. Just go to Halloween Bebo and check it out. I know you have plans, especially with the release of Two Evils Lux Edition, to get your own Bebo channel, correct?
Yep. We're going to be working on that.
So you guys look for that coming too, because really, really soon. Okay, let me just turn the mic over to you, and again, let people know how they can connect with you, on a more intimate basis, and where they can find your product.
All right, you can check me out on Facebook. My name is JCBON on there, Mastered of the Nightfall. You can also check me out on Twitter, JC89. That's JADEE 89. And for everything else, music, videos, you can go to www.psychomusic.com. Everything will be under my tab, and then you can explore free agent and voice. Definitely a great website to go check out to learn about it.
And that is Psycho with a K and Music with a K.
With
and
the K.
With the A. Yeah,
with the K.
Yeah, yeah. Make sure, and the K's represent her children. That's why it's so important that the K's on there. And I often in promoting will leave off one of the K's, and I hear about it. I mean, to the point, I don't care. Every 4:30 in the morning, I get an email or a phone call. Say, man. you know, yeah, you got to get them K's in there. So those K's are important. Yeah. That's why they represent their children. Okay, so you guys have a show coming up
tomorrow night. Tomorrow night.
Yeah, talk. Tell us a little about the show tomorrow night.
Well, it's definitely going to be in Baltimore, Club Orpheus. We've been promoting it like crazy, so if you haven't seen it by now, you can get tickets to us. They're $10 in advance, or you can pay $12 at the door. It's definitely going to be really fun. We've got a whole bunch of performance for you. We've got games and prizes. Whoever's in the Baltimore area, definitely come out. Support. It's definitely going to be a blast.
BMB, show up and show out. And it's also Free Agent's official release date, correct? Yeah.
Yeah,
that's going to be a stone gas for you guys out there, man. If you're in the DMV, Club Orpheus, Jason, do you happen to know the address?
1003 East Pratt Street.
Okay, there it is. One more time.
1003 East Pratt Street.
Okay, that's in Baltimore, Maryland, for the at the Club Orpheus. It's a Free Agent's official Unleashed release party, and also JC will be in the house. You performing?
Yep, I'll be performing tomorrow night also.
Okay, so you can go see JC perform some of the Two Evils Deluxe Edition live at Club Orpheus tomorrow night. What time does that start, JC?
Doors open at 7. Show's going to start around 8.
Okay. Y'all, please, if you're in the DMV area, you will not be disappointed. You've got Free Agent in the house. You've got JC in the house. You've got Voice in the house. And Voice has released five projects since the beginning of 2015, and not one of them is shabby. As a matter of fact, I was so in love with Chronicles, but before that I was in love with Belligerent, and now I'm this simplicity is really just starting to grow on me. Like I had no idea it would. I'm loving simplicity. So I guess it's going to be that way. So you guys go check out Voice. Go check out JC. Go check out Free Agent. Club Orpheus. Tomorrow night starts at 7. And I want you to, go support these artists. All of the DMV, go support these artists. Free Agent will be having her official album release party there. And everybody will be performing. So you'll get a chance to see, some of Psycho Vision, Wisdom Court, and all of these artists that you hear on the different projects, on JC's project, Free Agent's project, and Voice's project. So 7 o'clock, Club Orpheus, tomorrow night. Be there or be square. Any last words,
right,
JC?
Yeah, I just want to give a couple shout-outs. I'm going to give a shout-out to Metal Music, giving all the love and support to Cypher Music. We appreciate it. Definitely want to give out a shout out to the Cypher Music team, shout out to Voice, Free Agent, and shout out to all the supporters that support us.
Real talk. Y'all doing it big up there, man. Voice is leading the way and putting you guys on the map. I just see bigger and better things for you. It's just going to get greater later. Real talk. Nikki, I know you're not feeling well. Last words? Last thoughts?
No, I'm good. Join
Nikki,
us.
I hope you feel better.
Thank you, sweetie.
Yeah.
Join us Sunday, the 21st, when we will have Jake Aldridge from the UK right here on Independent Everything.
21st, Jake Aldridge here on Independent Everything. Well, man, I appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule to, share a little bit of your life with our family, friends, and fans. Hopefully they'll become your family, friends, and fans as well. You guys have the information on how to hook up with JC. Go get his Two Evils Deluxe. It has been released. Look for it in Google Play, RDIO, Spotify, Sony Music, Beats Music, just Tidal Music, all of the fine streaming and download sites that should be there, YouTube, Music Key, et cetera. Support these artists. Again, thank you, JC, so much for coming on Independent Everything. You got Chiller tomorrow. Have fun. Real talk. Y'all know what it is. We're another episode of Independent Everything right here with the Hybrid Queen, the Hybrid One, and JC, the Heartless Bastard, Mr. Two Eagles, Deluxe Edition himself. Go get it, go get it, go get it. Until the next time, y'all know what it is. Love, peace.
And hair grease.
There it is. Well, holla.
Bye.